God haters out there, they're always going to be speaking evil against the people of God. And you need to be able to get used to having false accusations thrown at you, thrown at your pastor. If you're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, it's going to happen. It's going to come. Jesus said in Matthew 5:11, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." Now again, the key word there is falsely, right? Because we ought to be living above reproach. We ought to be living in a way where, you know, if people are making accusations, they should be ashamed because those accusations aren't true. But you know what? That doesn't, just because you're living right doesn't mean that the accusations aren't going to come your way. They'll probably come your way even more. Because if they don't have anything to pin on you, then all they have to do is lie. That's all they have left. But the Bible tells us how we should deal with that. Jesus said how we should deal with that. The next verse says, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad." Why would I be glad when people are lying about me? It says, "For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." You're in good company. You know, trials may come even to the point of imprisonment. You need to be ready for that. We're getting into darker days, not lighter days. I believe we're really close to, you know, to the return of Christ. Just in general, personally, I don't know, obviously I don't know exactly when that's going to happen, but we're not seeing the world getting more holy and more righteous. If it doesn't change our job, we're going to keep on doing what we're doing, and you know what, whatever happens, happens. We're going to serve the Lord no matter what, but I don't see it getting better. I see things getting worse. And I see persecution coming ahead. Your faith may be tried harder than it ever has been before. You need to be ready for that.